Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a handshake, and Matt LaFleur's Packers take over first place in the NFC North. And there'll be a new number one seed in the conference after today's action is all said and done. But Green Bay, first of two matchups with the Bears in the next 3 weeks. They hold on the Keyshawn Nixon interception in the end zone to seal it. Jordan Love with a three-touchdown day, and the Packers hang on. They take care of Chicago 28-21.
It's frustration just because, you know, we shot ourselves in the foot, I think, more than anything. And so, you know, I think that's where the frustration comes from. We had a great shot early in the game with the interception. You know, defense doing a good job, and then we kind of let them get going, and you know, they put up some points on the board, and you know, we had to try and rally it. You know, and it's not always going to work in our favor.
Got to give the Bears a ton of credit. We knew that it was going to be a tough challenge, and it was exactly that. It took a full 60 minutes, and we're fortunate that we made a play when we needed to at the end of the game. But you know, it was a back and forth battle, particularly in that second half.
Just in terms of playing at Lambeau, you know, this is my seventh year in the division, and I do think there's some aura that comes with playing here, you know, and competing here. I love it for our guys. There's, you know, this is what the football gods made football to be, you know, cold weather in December like this, and, you know, Green Bay, Chicago, I think that's outstanding. So I think it's awesome to have this rivalry alive and well right now, and get another chance at it here in 2 weeks.
And now, live on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app, it's Gabe Ramirez.
I'm upset.
Felt like the music was appropriate right there. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Gabe Ramirez here with you on 670 The Score, all the way till 5 in the morning, live and local. So that way we can discuss this together. Of course, the Bears lose to the Green Bay Packers, 28-21. And it was a rough one. My producer, Tyler Farrengal, is not holding back tears, just letting them fall down his face. And here we are. We get the opportunity to talk to you guys about this very same thing. So the phone lines are open. For those of you that are listening for the first time and catching me do the overnight for the first time right now, Therapist Gabe is in the building, is what I like to call myself. And throughout the entire season, that's what it's been. It's been an opportunity for you to get on the radio and talk about your feelings about this game. And I'm going to prompt you with the very first question before we go over the details from the game. And the question that I have for you right now, Bears fans, is, are you proud of this team? Are you proud of them after that game? Right? Because there's a lot of different ways you can take that. But that is the question, simply that. Like, all right, the game finished. Bears lose. At the end, did you feel proud of them? Or were you pissed? 312-644-6767. Phone lines are open. We're going to get to them. But let's talk about this game. And essentially one that, it was a heartbreaker, right? One that the Bears in the first half just couldn't put it together. Seemed like you kind of wanted to blame it on Caleb in the first half. And then all of a sudden, second half came. You knew he was going to play a little bit better. But it's a learning experience for all. And, you know, things definitely got off to a hot start. Jordan Love gets the ball. You're like, okay, what's going to happen here? And then the defense, this is what you thought you were going to have to lean on, the Chicago Bears defense, the turnovers. Obviously, Green Bay, one of the better teams in the league, not turning the ball over. And the defense stepped up in the first quarter.
Second down, little check play inside, and now Jacobs is stuck there. Well done, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who since they signed him has given the Bears life. He seems to find his way to winners. I know you love competing against him.
Yeah, he's just a very tough, hard-nosed player, and again, with the loss of Kyler Gordon today in pregame warmups, he just kind of steps into that role that he's been playing.
All right, so, of course, you know, the Bears came out three and out on the first play, which just broke your heart because they got the ball. You thought they had an opportunity to really put the pressure on the Green Bay Packers. You know, from the gate, out the gate, DeAndre Swift gets a run. Then they go to a pass to Luther Burden, which doesn't necessarily happen. Get called for a penalty on Darnell Wright, who gets a holding call on them, pushing the Bears back third and 15. And then an incomplete pass to DJ Moore, which we can get into later. But that was the first drive. And then again, CeeDee Gardner-Johnson ended up getting the interception, which you thought, okay, Bears get the ball back. You know, all right, didn't have the best first possession. Now we get an opportunity to really make something of it. And again, you know, the first series resulted in a minus 5 yards. And then on the second series, Caleb Williams drops back to Colston Loveland, ends up, you know, it's Colston Loveland, but he fumbles. Then they called this. That was the whole. He caught the ball, but they got it out of him. It should have been an interception. I mean, it was clear as day to me. I would have been pissed if I was a Green Bay fan. Colston Loveland gets the ball hit out of his hands. Green Bay recovers, but they end up calling it an incomplete pass to Colston Loveland on first down. Not leaning on the run. Not necessarily sure what happened right there. Then Colston Loveland gets the false start, which at that point I was just like, come on. Come on, Colsty. I thought that was supposed to be something good. Then you're forced to pass in that moment. Second and 15. Get the incomplete pass on the check down to Kyle Manungai. Another pass for Caleb Williams. So you can just see right there in those first two drives, maybe not necessarily drawing it up the way you wanted to. Now, in Ben Johnson's mind, of course, he's like, okay, they got Michael Parsons. They got the defense. They think we can't pass the ball. They're going to try to load the box, and I'm going to beat them. And so, you know, Ben Johnson always gives Caleb Williams the opportunity to prove himself in the game, and he did just that in that first quarter. But unfortunately, the first two possessions resulted for nothing from the Chicago Bears. Then the defense, again, another stop, five plays, getting the ball out, getting the ball back, and unfortunately, Caleb Williams again. So three possessions for the Bears in the first quarter, all resulting in a punt. And then, you know, you can't give Green Bay that many chances because sooner or later, they'll end up capitalizing.
Blitz coming. Touchdown, Packers!
A very difficult third down defense that Dennis Allen plays. You see all these bodies at the line of scrimmage. They choose to bring them all. That allows a one-on-one matchup with a receiver on a safety. Watson on Byard. Not a great matchup for Byard. You see Watson's speed. He's just able to run away from him. Love recognized it, put enough air on that football for Watson to run underneath it. Great recognition and a great answer to this great third down defense of the Bears.
Yeah, it was heartbreaking because of the inefficiency of the offense, right? Three possessions, three punts, you finally give it up. And then on that drive as well, I mean, it was 11 plays, 80 yards, took almost 6 minutes. And that was the third down that they had converted on that drive. And that's what really took away a lot of the heart of the Chicago Bears. First was a third and one where they had Josh Jacobs behind the line of scrimmage and ended up getting a first on that one. Then they had him on a third and two. Same thing where they ended up converting on a pass there to get the first down. And then that touchdown in itself was third and 10 on that one. And you really thought to yourself you were going to be able to bend, don't break in that moment. But unfortunately, the Bears ended up giving up the touchdown to go down 7-0. It's Gabe Ramirez here. On 670 The Score, just going through the game, getting the feet wet as we start this whole thing. Of course, you're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank. and great clips. I'll give you guys the rundown of who's going to be on 670 to score in just a bit. But again, interested in hearing your phone calls. Phone lines are open, 312-644-6767. You can get your thoughts in. Are you proud of this Bears team and the performance that they had? Pat Manley had some kind things to say about this Bears squad, but I mean, it depends on how you view the team, right? But from there, Green Bay goes up 7-0 in that moment. And then, of course, you know, Bears try to battle back, right? At that point, they go on a 14-play, 59-yard drive that stalls in the red zone. In the red zone. And end up getting a field goal on that one. That was another one where, you know, the play calling, right, where they're at the at Green Bay's 18-yard line. Caleb Williams, the pass to DJ Moore that goes for the -4. Second and 14, they try to hand it off to Kyle Manunga because at that point, you could just tell Ben Johnson was just over it. That's what I've noticed with the Bears. Ben Johnson, at certain points, is over Caleb Williams and giving him opportunities to throw the ball. He'll just be like, all right, that's it. I'm done. We're going to – like you saw it on the last drive where it was like, all right, I might just run this thing all the way in. And when the Bears couldn't convert on the third – oh, my God, we'll get there. Oh, I almost – that one took me there. The third and one that didn't convert, Tyler, that one definitely took me there. Anyway, Bears get go on a 14-play, 59-yard drive to bounce back after giving up the touchdown. They go 7-3 there. And then, you know, again, you're like, all right, 7-3, Bears are in the mix, trying to put something together. But then, of course, explosive plays is something that hurt the Bears all night long.
Matthew Golden checks in at wide receiver. He's missed the last three games. A speedy rookie. Love loading up. Going deep. Down the field. Has a man. It's caught. Touchdown. Bo Melton. And the pack.
Just an absolute mix-up in coverage. It's zone. And here's Melton in the slot. It's a kind of a variation of cover two, but there's nobody on the back half of the field. And that's where Melton gets to. Love feels it. Enough time in the pocket with the pressure for Love to sit on his back foot and drop a dime right before half.
The tough part about that was, you know, at that point, there was only a minute 14 left in the half. And then Cairo Santos kicks the ball out of bounds. Packers get it at the 40-yard line. And you're saying, so, damn, man, can we catch a break? 7-3, a minute 14 left, and you let him go over the top for a 45-yard touchdown? It's really a backbreaker at that point. I mean, not the way you want to go into the half, but it ended up being just that. And the Bears get the ball back and end up punting. Can't even move the ball before the half. So then third quarter begins, and at that point you're kind of saying to yourself, all right, Bears, this is usually what they do. They're a second-half team. Let's see the adjustments. Green Bay goes 3-and-out. Stout defensive performance by the Chicago Bears, allowing the offense to get the ball back. And they proceed to go on a 10-play, 64-yard drive that results, you believe it, but you best believe it, in a nice little tutty.
They're going quick.
Yeah, don't get that. Defense is a little worn down after the long drive. Don't give them a chance to breathe. Go right back at it again.
Throwing, it is caught, touchdown! Oh, Olave Zaccheaus!
I like the idea of getting Caleb outside of the pocket. He's been so dangerous all day. Drops it down barely through the arms of Nixon in coverage and finds Zaccheaus. What a catch! What a great camera angle! Sidearm delivery through Nixon's arms and then finds Zaccheaus from the pylon cam. What a drive, KB!
And that was the one where, I mean, a great throw by Caleb Williams went through the arms of the defender and then ended up deflecting perfectly into Olamide Zaccheaus' arms, allowing for the touchdown. And that was the kind of response that you wanted and expected from the Bears. They ended up converting the two-point conversion to make it 14-11. That's how you start the second half. Defense coming, giving you a 3-and-out. Offense going on a 10-play, 64-yard drive that took over 5 minutes. And now it's a game again. And you're asking your defense to kind of, you know, put their foot down and do exactly what they did. But unfortunately, the Bears defense, certain moments, you know, not necessarily, I mean, it was good at points, but again, it's the explosive plays, the things that were over the top, because four plays, 63 yards later, Green Bay ended up answering.
Here they line everybody up the line but one. Love on a play fake. Quick throw. Watson with the speed. Uh-oh. Christian Watson in a foot race. And he's going to win it. Touchdown, Green Bay.
Great execution. A three-man man-beater concept. Reed runs a diagonal. And then Christian Watson on Gardner Johnson on the slant, and that's just the open space. You put all those bodies at the line of scrimmage like the Bears defense did, and there's nothing at the second level. All it takes is a good release, a good accurate throw with run after catch, and then Watson takes it to the crib.
Another third down. And it's third and three for the Bears at that point. And unfortunately, just the coverage, man coverage, allows for Christian Watson just to go over the middle. And you give up the touchdown where your offense scores again to put you within striking distance. And the defense just couldn't keep up the momentum, especially that one, a backbreaker to Christian Watson's second touchdown of the day. Bears get the ball back after that, end up kicking a field goal. They go on their own seven-play, 37-yard drive. But again, this is one that, you know, first and 10 at the 26-yard line, in the gold zone, as they would say. Luther Burden gets a pass for 3 yards. Then, again, this is all passing, right? Then Caleb Williams, shotgun, incomplete pass to DJ Moore, another pass on third down, incomplete. And then, of course, it leads to the Cairo Santos field goal at that point. And, I mean, listen, you're happy, but you know you need touchdowns. Because at this point, the Bears are down 7 in this moment. And then, of course, Bears defense does step up, 3 and out. Bears get the ball, and then they go on a 17-play. That sounds ridiculous when you read it out loud. 17-play, 83-yard drive that after just grinding this thing out, Bears are at the 1-yard line and just trying for a little trickeration. Is that what they would say?
Third and goal. Theo Bennett in alignment in motion. He gets cut. Williams floats it the other way. It's caught for a touchdown. Colston Loveland.
Wow, great play design by Ben Johnson, freeing up Loveland wide open in the early part of the end zone. Watch Loveland. He's over here. He slips inside of the tackle. Well, of course nobody's going to cover him. They don't even see him. Now he sneaks out the back door. Komet kind of takes the coverage to the back of the end zone. Nobody there.
And this is what you want at this point, right? If you're the Bears and you were going into this game, you say to yourself, you know it's going to be a tough matchup. It's going to be a dogfight. You're going up against one of the best defenses in the NFL who have Micah Parsons, who have, you know, an offense that's back healthy. Jordan Reed was back on the field. Of course, no Tucker Kraft, but you get a Luke Musgrave. I mean, it's the weapons were there, right? Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs. And so you were in a dogfight. And so with 8 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter, the game tied at 21. Even as Bears fans, you said to yourself, okay, this is it. This is the type of football that the Bears have been used to throughout the course of the season. The difference is you're playing a much better team, right? A much more prolific offense and a better defense that can stop you on the back end. So what's going to happen? When the game is tied at 21, how is this thing going to shake up? And, you know, the Packers proved why they were the team that most expected to win the division heading into the season, right? They respond with an 8-play, 65-yard drive, just pounding the rock, which ultimately ends up in a Josh Jacobs touchdown where they take the lead.
Third and goal. It is Jacobs plowing up the middle. Josh Jacobs is in. Touchdown, Packers.
They played a little more pass defense. A little bit back, and then McLeod is the unblocked player on the top of the screen, and it's McLeod, not a big corner, very physical, going up against one of the most physical backs in the league. Jacobs won't be denied getting his team into the end zone.
At all. And just like that, the Packers took the lead 28-21. Still time, though, right? And in this one, it was funny because I was watching the game with my wife, and I told her, I said, if the Bears score a touchdown, they're going for two. It's like Ben Johnson will not take this thing into overtime. He is extremely confident in his play calling abilities. And if they go down, and then sure enough, everybody starts talking about it on the broadcast. Tom Brady's like 100%. Basically, Ben Johnson's a psychopath, and he's definitely going for two here on the road. And so in my mind, It wasn't a matter of whether they would score a touchdown or not. That, to me, seemed obvious. Caleb Williams had proven time and time again that he was capable of doing so. The bigger question to me was whether or not the Bears were going to go for two. And so the entire drive, Bears get the ball back with 330, excuse me. And I'm like, okay, yeah, the Bears are going to cook. This is exactly what happened. And sure enough, Bears get the ball, first pass, Luther Burden for 27 yards, a strike. It was a beautiful play. And everything just felt familiar at that point. I was like, oh, this is, guys, I've seen this before. I know exactly, 27-yard pass, sure, hasn't done one of those all game, but with the game on the line and 3 minutes left, that's what happens. Then it's first and 10 from Green Bay's 47-yard line, incomplete pass to Olamide Zaccheaus. Then a guy who just caught his second pass on the whole season, a dime to Devin Duvernay, for 24 yards to get the Bears to the 23-yard line, and now it's the two-minute warning. And I'm thinking to myself, damn, Caleb Williams is crazy. A 27-yard strike, then a 24-yard strike, and I looked at my wife again, that's why I watched the game with, and I said, that boy is bad between the 20s. I said, but now it's crunch time, right? Now it's time. Between the 20s, sure, yeah, everybody can do that. Give me a field goal range, I already know. But can you put the nail in the coffin, Caleb? So sure enough, for those of you that haven't watched, I know a lot of people were working during that time. So it's first and 10 at the 23. At the 23, feeling good. Again, touchdown, unquestionable. It's whether they'll go for two in my mind. Kyle Manungai to the right for 6 yards, just a bruising run. Another run by Kyle Manungai, because at that point I knew it too. And that was weird. I said, Ben Johnson's going to try to run this thing in the whole way. I was like, he's just going to let Kyle Manungai just be a bruto and impose his will. So sure enough, again, first and 10 from the 23, Kyle Manungai for 6 yards. Second and 4, Kyle Manungai for 3 yards. Now it's third and 1. Kyle Manungai for no gain. Third and 1 breaks your heart. Inagbare does a great job shedding a tackle and stopping the run. Now it's fourth down. And instead of going back to the well, the guy whose upper body is built like a goddess, Kyle Manungai, that boy, you saw what he did to that linebacker? Man, I thought that guy was going to be in concussion protocol.
He might need a new helmet after that game.
He might need a new soul because Kyle Manungai knocked him out of it. But fourth and 1, instead of going back to Kyle Manungai, the masher, I like that nickname, by the way. Manungai the Master. That's actually pretty solid. And Baby T knows I know a thing or two about nicknames. Just saying. So fourth and 1, Caleb Williams, ball in his hand. Can he get the job done?
And it all comes down to this fourth and 1. On the fake. Williams looking, throwing. It is intercepted. Keyshawn Nixon and the Packers will win. Chance to run it. The bootleg to the left. Komet gets behind him. And Caleb, not enough on that ball. Nixon recovering in coverage on Komet, underthrown. And Nixon makes the game-saving play in their own end zone. What a game. Happily fired up. Great defense. And it's not a sixth game-winning fourth-quarter comeback for this Bears team. They showed a lot of fight today, KB. That was a valiant effort. Hell of a football game. A lot of times it comes down, like I said, one guy's going to make it, one guy's not going to make it. Today was a Packers day.
And just like that, the Bears lose 28-21 after the interception, and they fall to the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field. Bears fall to 9-4 on the season. Green Bay 9-3-1. And it's a tough one, and that's why we're taking your phone calls, man. Taking you through this one, curious your thoughts about this team, the Chicago Bears team. How are you feeling about them? Are you proud of them? After a performance like that, 312-644-6767. Phone lines are open. We got Tyler Farengal producing today, so he'll be the one to take care of you. But this one hurts a little bit. I mean, to get that close. I wonder if Ben Johnson, and we'll get a chance to hear from him in his post game. I wonder if he, not regrets, but if he could do that series over again, right? First and 10 from the 23, three straight runs. Don't get the first down, unfortunately. And then fourth down play. It's just, it's tough. I wonder what he would have done differently. And so we'll get a chance to hear from him. But it was a tough game. This is a – it hurts because you kind of knew the Bears weren't that good, right? Like top of the NFL good. But you held out hope for that. But, again, it's Gabe Ramirez here on the Plumbers 911 Football Monday taking your phone calls and reactions to the Bears game. Let's go to Quentin on the road right now. Quentin, good to talk to you, man. Welcome back to the show.
Hey there, buddy, man. I'm in the air. I'm on the Blue Ranch ring. It's worked. Terrible loss. I despise the Packers so much. You know the Packers? You know that TV show, The Transformers, the cartoon?
Yes.
The Packers are the Decepticons, and the Chicago Bears are the Autobots. Whenever we can't beat the Decepticons at their own game, we manage to lose. And that's what the Bears are to me. We should have had this game. I know we were behind left and right. I know there was penalties and mistakes left and right. Caleb Williams should have ran the damn ball. He should have ran the damn ball. I didn't say throw a pick at the end zone. I did not say do that. You should have did the same thing like you did the last half in Philadelphia. Run the ball. Not that hard. Quarterback sneak.
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, on that fourth down play, definitely would have preferred him to run it or dump it off. I don't know. I didn't necessarily like the play call. I think they ran that a couple times. And then to have him rolling out to his left, right? I mean, we know he's good on the run, but having him roll out to the left to go across his body to make any type of throw, especially on a fourth down, that one was tough. I would have – and it was going into the game, though, Quentin, what did you think was going to happen? Did you think the Bears were going to win this one, or did you think it was going to be close?
I thought it would be close, but they had by 28-21, at least try to get a touchdown and a two-point conversion or something. But it was just too little too late. I don't know what happened. I have to look at the highlights and see for myself. But it's just a terrible loss. But now, since Kansas City lost, and now we went from 1-7. We got to win four games. That means beat the Browns, beat the Packers, beat the 49ers, beat the Lions. We got to win four games so we can at least be up, not down.
Yeah, I hear you. Thanks for the call, Quentin. I appreciate it. 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez here on 670 to score. You know, I will say this. You know, I've watched growing up in Chicago a bunch of damn Saturday mornings, and I've watched so many sports movies in my day. This felt very much like the beginning of a sports movie. Now, follow me, Bears fans. Follow me. You know what I'm talking about. You know, you face the team in the middle of the season, and they whoop your ass, and then, you know, because you thought you were good, and then, you know, they come and they're like, ha ha, you guys suck. And then you got to go back to the locker room and you get humbled. But then you get the opportunity to face them again in the playoffs. Or you get the opportunity to go up against them again at some point. And that's the kind of vibes I'm getting right now from this Chicago Bears team. Is that they wanted to face you initially. And then what they want to do is bounce back and make sure that they can have another opportunity to win, especially at home against this Green Bay team. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Go to Eric in Valpo. Eric, Caleb Williams didn't have the best first half. What were your thoughts on his performance?
Well, I think that he's not running the ball like he used to when it was warm out. He doesn't run the ball in the cold. I think he's afraid of getting hit in the cold.
I mean, you know, he's from D.C. He talks about that often, right, where he said he's used to the cold. I don't know about necessarily that. He had a couple good scrambles. I mean, it was a good defense to have has great edges. So it was tough for him to get to the outside.
Right. Well, look at the rushing yards from when it was warm out, and then when it got cold, it's way down.
But isn't that everybody though, Eric?
I don't think so.
You think most teams run the same in the cold as they do in the warm?
No, I'm just saying Caleb Williams is not, like, when he's throwing the ball away, like, or stopping short, there's a third and one, and he didn't make the first down. He could have, and threw the ball away.
I know which play you're talking about. I know which play you're talking about where because I definitely remember yelling at the TV being like, dude, why don't you just run for the first down? And so but I don't think it was because of the cold. That's the difference.
I don't know.
Yeah. What did you think about his performance overall?
Not good, because he keeps throwing the ball high.
Okay. I hear you. Thanks for the call, Eric. I mean, listen, Caleb Williams is... I struggle with how much grace I want to give Caleb Williams. You know, how much grace I want to give him, and whether or not I feel like he should be further along. Well, actually, no. Let me be very clear. I do think Caleb Williams should be further along. I try to figure out how much grace I should give him, because you hear people talk about, oh, it's Ben Johnson and the new offense and eyes, and he's used to, you know, it's just tough in those situations. But you know, we're going to continue the conversation. Because I do have thoughts about Caleb Williams, and I'm curious yours. That first half, I mean, damn, I know everybody was like, dude, what the hell? If Caleb Williams was just halfway decent, we'd be fine right now. He just didn't look as calm and poised as a Jordan Love, which is, it hurts to say. But anyways, I want to take your phone calls. Thoughts on Caleb Williams? How are you feeling about this Bears team? Are you proud after a performance like that against the Green Bay Packers? And how confident in this team are you that they can come back and win the rematch in 2 weeks? 312-644-6767. Your phone calls next. That's who I'm talking to. It's Gabe Ramirez on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What have the last couple of games told you about just if this is a playoff team, if it feels like a playoff team?
Yeah, I mean, we'll be a playoff team once we earn enough wins to become a playoff team. So right now we're a 9-win team, and I don't think 9 wins is going to get you in this year. So we got to do what we can to get enough wins to find a way to get in the tournament.
That was Ben Johnson talking to the media, letting everybody know 9 wins is not enough in this league to get to the playoffs. Bears lose to the Green Bay Packers. 28-21. I am Gabe Ramirez, hanging out with you on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Of course, all day today we're talking Chicago Bears football. So I'm going to hand it off to Dustin Rhodes at 5 o'clock. Then Mully and Hall come on. They got Olden Krutz at 7, TJ Edwards at 8, Brad Biggs at 9, then Raheemy Harris and Grody. They have Anthony Heron at 11 and Dan Weiderer at 1. Then Spiegel and Holmes follow him up with Kurt Warner at 3 o'clock. But right now we're taking your phone calls in this one. How you feeling about this Bears team after this one? Are you proud of them? Do you think they can win the rematch in a couple of weeks for this one? Let's go out to the phone line. Let's go to Mark in Milwaukee. All right, Mark, so for you, when do you think the Bears lost this game?
Gabe, thanks for having me on.
Always.
Before I talk about this game in particular, I just want to tell you something. I'm 73 years old. If there's one sporting event that can give me a heart attack, it's every Packer-Bears game.
Fair enough.
It's just a different rivalry. It's not the Packer-Viking, Detroit. It just means, I don't care, you know, the records, whether it was as important as this one, but I think really what people aren't realizing, and I think you have pointed it out, I think it was the third down and one that they didn't get. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, had they picked that up, they would have, you know, he had more options and this and that. The fourth down play, when Caleb rolled to his left, I thought he could have kept the ball and picked up the first down.
Agreed.
That was my opinion. Can they beat the Packers in the rematch? Of course they can. Okay. I see the rest of the season for the division coming down to just a couple of games. There's not that many left. One would be, of course, the Packer-Bear game. The Packers go to Denver this Sunday. We've won 10 in a row. I don't think that we'll win that game. If they could, great. And I also see the Bear 49er game as a big, big game.
Huge game.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to be for both teams. I don't look at the Bear-Detroit game, the last game. I think the Bears can handle Detroit on the rematch. I think they can handle Cleveland, and I think the Packers can handle Minnesota and even Baltimore. But what do I think of the Bears? Hey, come on, okay? What they've done and New England has done, they're way ahead of schedule, okay? And Caleb Williams, sometimes a little inconsistent, but his escapability, he makes some big plays that you don't necessarily see. I think part of the problem here why the Bears look the huge chunks of passing yards, including the touchdowns that they gave up. I thought they would get more from their defensive secondary with Brisker and Jalen Johnson back. It was a great game. Just a typical game. Yes, I think the Bears can do it, and I think the Bears are a dangerous team. I really thought they would beat Philadelphia. And look, give them credit to where they are. They're going to make the playoffs. They've come a long way. Is Caleb Williams a little inconsistent? Yes, he is. But, you know, I think it was a great game, a great rivalry. And, yeah, they're going to get in the playoffs, and I don't think you could ask for more for this team for this year than accomplishing that.
I agree. Thanks for the call, Mark. You're right. They are ahead of schedule. I think anyone that would tell you that the Bears would have 9 wins before December would tell you that they would have been ecstatic and that the Bears themselves would be ahead of schedule. That is without a doubt. You bring up some great points about the explosive plays. I mean, 2 Christian Watson touchdowns, a Melton touchdown over the top. I mean, these were on critical third downs. And it's been an issue for the Chicago Bears the entire season. This isn't an anomaly. This isn't the outlier. This game in particular against the Green Bay Packers. This is something that has been happening. And the funny thing is, it doesn't matter who the damn cornerbacks are, right? Because it was Nashawn Wright earlier in the season. It was Tyreek Stevenson earlier in the season. Now you're getting CeeDee Gardner-Johnson, little Kevin Byard over the middle, little Jalen Johnson, you know, not dropping back enough if you want to listen to that narrative. So there's moments there. But again, the Bears, this Bears team in its current state, they don't have the luxury of not playing hard for 60 minutes. They're not that good yet, right? I think the Bears are good, and I think they're capable. But they're not good enough where they can take quarters off against good teams, right? You've seen them against bad teams be able to do that and be able to bounce back. You can do that against a Raiders team, against a Mason Rudolph-led Steelers team. But against Jordan Love and Michael Parsons and the Packers, you have to play 60 minutes all the way through. And you see that, right, with the lack of productivity in the first half and now in the second half, a little too late, so to speak. It's Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you here on 670 The Score. Taking some more of your phone calls, 312-644-6767. Let's go to Rick out in California listening on the Odyssey app. Rick, welcome to the show, man. What are your thoughts on Caleb Williams after this one?
Hi. Caleb is great, but he should have run the ball on the fourth down play because we could have gotten a lot closer. And I was wondering if you agreed with that because it looked like there was tons of room to run the ball and get closer before the last play.
Yeah, you know, Rick, I thought about that. You know, you're talking about on the fourth down play, right, on the pass?
Yeah.
I think I thought about that initially, but, you know, there were three guys covering DeAndre Swift on that play. And I think it would have been easy for one of them to just break off and try to stop Caleb Williams. I think for me, the issue more is the direction of the rollout. I would have loved that rollout to go to the right as opposed to the left. I would have even loved before that, I would have loved another Kyle Manunga run. F it, right? If you're gonna rush him three times to get the first down, rush him again. If you believe in him so much that you can give him the ball. And listen, I'm not trying to say that this game boils down to that fourth and one play because you still had to go score a touchdown. And who knows what would have happened at the two-point conversion. So I'm not necessarily saying that one play caused the game to be won or lost. But I'm just saying the decision-making there. You know, you had Caleb Williams, two strikes, 27 yards to Luther Burden, 24 yards to Devin Duvernay, and then all of a sudden three straight runs. Right? It's like, I don't know. Tell me what you're doing here. You're not throwing anybody off. So there were moments like that that I felt like, you know, I could have had something, a little something different, you know. And I often complain about Caleb Williams not putting the ball in the end zone, right? When they get into the gold zone, when they get into the red zone, like just put the damn ball up. Let somebody go up and get it. And in this particular situation, you know, you realize, and there's been a couple games like this where he's put the ball in the end zone and it's not ended up well, that you say, okay, that's probably what's happening there. You know what I'm saying, Rick?
Yes. But Clement had fallen down.
Yeah, you got to get the ball a little bit higher, right? You got to get the ball a little higher. Komet's a big dude, but he's not a go-up-and-get-it guy. So, I don't know. It just the whole play just not my favorite. But, Rick, thanks for the call. Appreciate you checking in all the way from California. It's Gabe Ramirez hanging out right here on 670 to score. Bears lose to the Green Bay Packers 28-21. We're taking your phone calls. All right, let's go to – we're going to – Johnny? Is that what it is? Chicago Johnny. From Las Vegas. What's going on, brother? Did this one hurt a little bit or what?
It hurt bad. And here I got two things that really bothered me. Number one, we have been driving the ball and getting 3 or 4 yards up the middle. Why did they stop on the last play of the game? That's number one. Number two, the opponents, they know that Caleb Williams can't throw the ball downfield. He has not thrown the ball past 20 yards. What's up? What's up with this? Not one time did he throw past 20 yards that entire game. Are you guys aware of that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think there's obvious reasons there, right? If you look to Caleb Williams, Green Bay Packers have one.
Do it.
Wait, hold on. Green Bay Packers have one of the best pass rushes in the NFL. You saw Caleb Williams not a ton of time to throw. So I think that was the bigger issue there as opposed to, you know, he didn't have a clean pocket in order to allow routes to develop down the field. I think that was more of the reason.
I don't know. You got to at least try it one time.
You're right.
You got to go downtown one time. I
agree with you on that.
You got to keep the defense under toes.
I think the bigger issue there. I think the bigger issue there, Johnny from Las Vegas, is that it highlighted how valuable Romo Odunze was. Right. I think it's one thing to play with some of your defenders missing, but then on offense, you know, Luther Burden. Let's not forget. He's just come on as of late. Alameda Zaccheaus was that slot receiver for the Chicago Bears at the beginning of the season. Obviously, he had that one game where he had a few drops. Luther Burden comes in. But even Luther Burden didn't have a big role in this offense. So now when Romo Odunze leaves, who's the number one pass catcher on this team, then you've put Luther Burden in the mix. It threw off some chemistry. I mean, look, DJ Moore only had three targets on the day, one catch. I mean, if you're telling me DJ Moore without Romo Odunze only gets three targets, and only has one catch, the same amount of targets as Alameda Zaccheaus and the same amount of targets as Cole Kmet, that to me is a bigger issue, right? It's like, you got to, yes, go downfield, but get DJ Moore the ball. That's why he was pissed at the end of the game, because not only did he not get the ball thrown to him there, but he was a non-factor in the entire game as a whole. You know what I'm saying, Johnny?
I understand that. But, guys, explain to me, why did they not run the ball? I mean, they could have. He could have even done a quarterback sneak and gotten a half a yard. All we did was a half a yard for a first down.
Yeah.
We still could have gotten a first down. And that was the worst play call that Ben Johnson could have done of his season. The worst play call.
Yeah.
They should never have gone for a pass.
I get it. Thanks for the call, Johnny. And I understand. Listen, what Ben Johnson's thinking right there is, I just ran the ball on first, second, third down. I'm a bit stubborn. And the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hope is that he's able to draw the defense in with the play action, right? Like, all right, I'm going to go rush it four straight times. Nobody really bit. Yeah, DeAndre Swift in there. People kind of figured what was going to happen in that scenario. Let's go back out to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Steve out on the north side. Steve, when we talk about a game like this, you knew it was going to come down to the trenches. Who do you think ended up winning the battle?
I was just going to bring up the fact that the reason they lost was Green Bay won the offensive line and defensive line battles. And the telltale sign was the Bears rushed eight. They blitzed. And Jordan Love had all day to throw the ball.
All
they
day.
Up the blitz.
That's a great point.
And that's what I saw. To me, it's just one game. It was 21-21 at some point. Ben Johnson is very good at correcting his mistakes. Last week, they dominated the Philadelphia Eagles, the ex-Super Bowl champs. This week, they didn't. So I still say 11-6 is the wild card. Well, I think 12-5 wins the division. If those, that means you go 3-1. That means you win your home games. You beat Cleveland, you beat Green Bay, and you could beat Detroit, and then you have the division. San Francisco is going to be a tough game, but I think if they win their home games, they win the division. We'll see what happens.
Do you think Steve? Do you think how do you think the Bears are going to fare against this Packers team in a couple of weeks?
Well, if Green Bay dominates the line like they did today, then it could be the same result. However, you mentioned Adunze is going to be hopefully be back.
Yeah,
that's going to make a huge difference. And then the home crowd. you know, it's tough to win on the road. And Michael Parsons, that offensive defensive line, Green Bay offensive line. But to me, the telltale thing was you rush eight, you blitz eight, and they pick up every single one of them. And Jordan Love threw a touchdown with the, you know, and he didn't look under pressure at all. So if we're going to see the same thing, the dominating offensive and defensive line in Green Bay, it's going to be tough. But look, the Bears were 21-21 late in the game, even with Green Bay dominating the offensive line and defensive line. And then we're going to have a Dunze. You're going to have the home crowd. You're going to have Ben Johnson correcting, you know, he's good at adjustments. So I think the Bears will win the three home games. If you want my pin down, they'll beat Cleveland, they'll beat Green Bay, and then Detroit, they'll win, and that's the division.
That's the hope. Steve, that's the hope. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I mean, listen, you bring up great points, right? I mean, you saw it where Dennis Allen was trying to dial up the pressure just to kind of make Jordan Love uncomfortable. And we know that when Jordan Love is uncomfortable, he can, you know, he will throw some interceptions, as he did in the first quarter. But it was unfortunate that they couldn't get there. And it just, Gardner Johnson, just like a step too slow. Of course, you heard that Kyler Gordon hurt his groin right before the game during warmups. So he couldn't go. I know, brutal. And then you saw Jalen Johnson went down for a little bit, took a couple plays off, ended up playing and coming back. It was good to see TJ Edwards out there. You know you're missing Tremaine Edmonds. I mean, it just, you would love to see what this team could look like if they were healthy all at the same time in this one. You know what I'm saying? If they could just get healthy. But this is a tough one, man. I mean, when you're talking about everything and the way that it went down, but, you know, of course, we're going to spend all night talking about that fourth down play, right, where there's Chicago Johnny talking about the Bears not running it on fourth down, maybe a quarterback sneak, because that's the picture that's going to loop in your head over and over again.
I had an interesting question I wanted your opinion on about injuries, because the Bears have dealt with a lot this year, and I'm not making excuses for them.
No.
It's just an interesting observation. Do you think the enhanced number of injuries that the Bears have had this year is somewhat of a result due to the harder coaching, the more intense practices, these guys not being fully used to committing this much time and effort in drills and camp, like more use on their body, basically?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, right, that there's more physical nature to this team, so therefore it could lead to more injuries. But, you know, the pushback is that it is the NFL. And regardless of whether you're being coached hard or soft, injuries are a part of the game and they're inevitable. I think Kyler Gordon, we've learned, is someone that will deal with soft tissue injuries throughout the course of his career. Jalen Johnson, this isn't his first year missing time. TJ Edwards, same thing, right? The one that you're most surprised about is Tremaine Edmonds. He's a guy that's kind of been a cornerstone and Mr. Reliable, so him being out hurts more. Tyreek Stevenson, obviously another guy that hasn't missed a ton of time. So there's people there that again, I just think it's just throughout the course of a season, this is what ends up happening. You know, we've been fortunate in other areas, though, right, Tyler? The offensive line, right? Braxton Jones, the only guy that's really gotten injured. You saw Darnell Wright miss one game. But outside of that, like Drew Dahlman, Jonah Jackson, Joe Tooney, those guys have been – I mean, we always envy other teams when we hear the stat line, oh, their offensive line has started, you know, 15 out of 17 games for this team. And now – the Bears are the beneficiary of something like that. But, again, it's tough. Going back to that fourth down, right? Like the Caleb, Komet, the underthrow, Nixon calling game. But the loss isn't about just, like, the ball in the air, right? It's about what that moment represents. Your head coach calls a concept that it worked not only in this game, but it's worked in previous games, like against the Eagles, right? And then Caleb kind of gets exactly what he wanted. On the run, splitting the field. The tight end was open for a second. And, you know, just in that moment, he didn't finish it. And that really is the difference, right? This new era that we're getting used to, and where we had taken the north. But the Packers were the ones that ended up hitting on the explosive plays. And that's what the Bears were missing. Big passes, 23, 45, 41. That should be happening to the Bears. And that's what, you know, Chicago Johnny was talking about as well. Where are the explosive plays? Put the ball over the top. Give DJ Moore an opportunity to do something. Because when the Packers had their moment, they delivered. When the Bears got theirs, they flinched. That's the biggest difference.
If you want to hear from Ben Johnson here too, Gabe, I thought it was really interesting when he said postgame that that fourth down play was almost identical to the Eagles play in which they put that game on ice.
On that final pass, what's the key if Cole becomes the option there of getting the ball to him there?
Yeah, I mean, it's almost identical play from what we scored against Philly the week before. So we got multiple options on that play. Caleb felt like Cole was open and we didn't hit it. So that's kind of my extent from the sideline. I got to go back and I got to look at it.
Yeah, the biggest difference there, right, between the Eagles play and that one on fourth down that happened yesterday against the Packers was that the safeties actually came down, right? They bit on the play action. And I think in this one, Cole Kmet was pretty well covered. All right, I want to keep taking phone calls because I want to hear from you. Oak Park Don, I got you out there. Bob, North Riverside, everybody else, make sure you stay on hold. We're going to take more of your calls. I want to hear what you had to say. Are you proud of this Bears team after that performance? Do you think they could beat the Packers in 2 weeks when they face them again? I'm curious your thoughts. 312-644-6767. I am Gabe Ramirez, and we are taking your calls next right here on Chicago Sports Radio. 67D, the score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.